Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Motine. Thank you so much for being with us on this Monday edition of Point of View. Obviously, just after 9:30, we're going to have a feature, as we usually have on a Monday, called Impact, where we speak to people or an organization that are doing amazing things, especially at a time like this where everybody feels a little bit grumpy about the state of the economy and all the other things. There are some good stories out there, and we're going to be highlighting that just after 9:30. In fact, this particular organization has been doing amazing work in Atteridgeville, in Pretoria, in Tshwane, for over 10 years, just over 10 years. And you're going to hear all about that work, and you'll be absolutely inspired. We are going to be speaking about that really, really awkward conversation between Zelensky and Trump over the weekend. All of us, I think, were just gobsmacked. I'd love to hear your take on this one. 086-000-0959. What did you make of that? So we'll have an analyst give us a sense of what they made of that, and what this means, actually, for Britain, for Ukraine, for the US. Lots that is going to come out of this. And in fact, I'm going to read you a tweet from Trump, also sent by Trump this afternoon, in fact. And so these tensions are escalating. It's not getting any better. So we'll have that conversation just after 8:30. But I don't know if you remember that a few weeks ago we spoke about the residents of Phumlamqashi. They had issues with water. It's an informal settlement, and the Joburg Water had cut their water supplies. And you may remember that we had a very uncomfortable conversation with Joburg Water, saying that they were going to come back with tanks of water, and they promised to do that. And I said, please, when you do that, let us know, because, as you know, according to the law, water is an essential part of what we have, of some of our rights, right? It's a right. So the government is supposed to offer you a particular amount of water per household as a human right. So I'm going to come to our reporter who's been watching this story, because things got quite out of hand today as residents once again are trying to alert government to the fact that they need water. So our Kaya reporter, Pizo Mulimane, was there today to get a sense of how things have been running since the last time we spoke to them. Pizo, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and warm greetings to all POV listeners.
So today there was some activity at Phumlamqashi. What sparked the outrage today?
Indeed, Pamela, I spent the day at Phumlamqashi informal settlement on the south of Johannesburg. The residents there started their protest today, saying they have been without stable water supply since November last year. They marched to the Lemasia South Civic Center to meet representatives from the office of President Cyril Ramaphosa. They alleged the office was aware of today's march and confirmed to send an official, Pamela, who will receive their memorandum of demands. The official who arrived to receive the memorandum was a lady by the name of Mapule, who apparently is the special advisor on public safety from the office of Mayor Dada Morewa. The resident then refused to hand over their memorandum to her, saying, you know, they have delivered two memoranda to Mayor Morero, who even today has not responded. They then decided to leave the civic center united and went back to the street, preferably the Golden Highway. While at the Golden Highway, Pamela, simmering tensions spilled over, and then police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades at them with an attempt to disperse them. This strategy by the police, Pamela, seems to have worked. You know, while I was there, you know, seeing many protesters, you know, running away, disappearing into their residential area. And the situation got worse with some groups, you know, forming again from a distance. Police left nothing to chance and fired more stun grenades and rubber bullets.
And so the memoranda that they've been delivering to the city, what had they detailed in there? Are you privy to what was in it?
It's simple, Pamela. Yes, they are saying that they were not consulted when the water was cut off, and then again they have been receiving different information from the city of Johannesburg officials, but not officially. Through these are community leaders, through WhatsApp messages and videos, but they've been asking and going to the city of Johannesburg to try to sit down with the officials to try to get information. But also, they claim that the city of Johannesburg has delivered the JoJo tanks, but these JoJo tanks, since they were delivered to Melo, they haven't been cleaned or refurbished and like. And then the water that is coming out of those JoJo tanks, claiming that it's dirty and like. So they were saying that we're asking for, come and explain to us as to why you close the taps.
Just to be clear, it was two memoranda, not just one, right?
Yes, that's what they are saying. They say that they sent two memorandum to the mayor, and then there's nothing. They haven't received any response. But Pamela, they were also angry with the remarks made by the water ministry, Machodini, recently saying that they've been stealing water, they are not paying water, whatever. But they said that, how can the minister say this while they've been receiving water for the past 8 years? Why now?
Is there a sense from what your sense when you were there that things have calmed down? And I know that you're making the point that the police's use of rubber bullets and stunt grenades sort of helped calm matters. But are things calm now?
Yes, indeed, Pamela. When I left 2 hours ago, calm was restored. The busy Golden Highway, which was closed to most part of the day, was reopened. Traffic was flowing freely through the main streets. But police vowed to keep watch over the area. In fact, more officers, were expected to be deployed to the area tonight. And then officers who spoke to Kai News, they were confident that they've got things under control, and then assuring residents who were not part of today's protest who went to work, and the businesses around the area that they will remain in the community tonight in case of any eventuality.
Peter, were you able to get some sort of a response from the city yourself? What was their response to you?
No, unfortunately, Pamela, we also tried to speak to the representative from the city, and then, unfortunately, couldn't, was just whisked away from the gathering there at the civic center as the situation was starting to be tense. But we haven't received anything from the city of Johannesburg, and then they have been aware. Unfortunately, they haven't even responded.
I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening, Kaya News reporter Pizzo Mulemani. And we also continue to be, trying our luck with the Joburg water. As and when we finalize arrangements for that interview, we will bring them to the station. Let us go now to a community leader there at Phumlamqashi, Alfred Mqunya, who is on the line with us. Baba, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Just maybe tell us, Alfred, what sparked the protest today?
Okay, the issue, the march, we went to the office of the president and the office of Minister Machodini. And they give us a confirmation to say they will come and receive the memorandum. We went at Pretoria was last week.
Okay.
Today, we went to Civic Center. The issue was about when the representative didn't come to receive the memorandum. The community said, we cannot give the memorandum to the office of the mayor because last month we give the office of the mayor, even the premier, the memorandum. they didn't respond. But when the community saying, let's go back to the office of the president, mm-hmm. the last office, they write a message to say they want to meet with the leaders Wednesday.
Okay.
Some politicians, they met with different leaders to say, no, can you stop this march until we met? Therefore, the community said, no, we cannot stop this march. We'll continue. Because you knew we are going to the march. You're supposed to come to us before the 3rd of this month
mm-hmm.
and give us the report. So definitely the issue was about no one came and received the memorandum. They refused to give Mapule the memorandum.
So the politicians that have been speaking with some leaders are from which office?
Different offices.
Mm.
Yes.
Are can you give us a sense? Was it from the city of Johannesburg, the premier, the minister's office, the presidency?
From the premier, from the office of the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so all they were saying is that stop the march for today,
exactly.
So that we can talk on Wednesday.
Yes.
And obviously the community rejected that.
Yes.
So going forward, you knew they didn't want you to have the meeting. Today, after the fact that you were not satisfied with the person that was sent to you, what's the plan?
Okay. The community, they're very angry.
Mm.
But we said to the community to say, no, let's calm down. Because end of the day, in this country, there is law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There is a resolution mm-hmm. because we went to all this department.
Mm.
There is no response. This march is the 3rd march or 4th march from November until today.
Mm-hmm.
The first march was for Joe Begod.
Yes.
And they respond.
Yes.
And I want to clarify this narrative mm. to say the community steal the wood.
Mm.
Indeed, they connected illegally soon.
Mm-hmm.
But when the community established that informal settlement, there was an informal settlement. I think maybe 200 shacks.
Mm.
There was a community taps in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That area was earmarked for saves, I mean
for development.
RDPs.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, the community of Vlakfontein, they have a march to say to the government, can you speed that process of extension too? Because when we are going, there is a smaller complex. When we go there in ShopRite and buy, they rob us, they rape us. So we give them the memorandum in 2016. There was no response. We gave them 2 memorandums. We went to the office of the mayor. That time, the office of the mayor was Mashaba.
Mm.
We gave the office in we gave who's this name? Uhuru was in the office of human settlement.
Mm.
There was no response. The community took it to this. It said, no. We must protect ourselves. They take that land. They occupy the land. There was community taps. They connected from those community taps because there is infrastructure.
Yeah.
In 2017, there was a march. That area was a start in 2017.
Okay.
Before they finish one year, they have a march sent to the office of the mayor to say, can you extend this community chat? So I just wanted to clarify that thing. There was a community chat.
So what you're trying to tell us is that the issue of water supply is not new. You've been engaging from 2016 because the water taps were there in the first place, earmarked for an RDP development.
From 2017, because there was already before this area was extended.
Yes.
There was shacks in that area. So Joburg Water put community taps for those shacks. From 2017, there was consistent plea to government to say extend this community taps.
So, Bamkunya, where do we take this from here? Because this Wednesday meeting that's supposed to take place, is it still going to go ahead?
Indeed, the leaders in the area, they agreed to say they will attend the meeting. But the next step now, they said, we must approach this issue politically.
Mm-hmm.
Because we must write letters to the office of the speaker at Johannesburg to invite all councillors, to invite all political parties in a meeting, to ask them, what is your intervention about this matter? They want to hear from them, because they are saying each and every resolution in terms of the community, they take it in the chamber. We want to hear from different political parties what is their intervention in terms of this issue. Remember, in next year, we are going to the elections.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from them.
Where is the Wednesday meeting going to take place, Mr. Mkunya?
At Lenasia Civic Center, 10 o'clock.
Well, we wish you all the best and we'll keep an eye on this story. I really appreciate you talking to us. That is the Phumla Mqwashe community leader, who's giving us an update on what happened today. There was a protest today and unfortunately it didn't end well, but there seems to be another meeting that is going to be taking place on Wednesday. They're going to be attending that and hopefully, you know, there will be some positive outcome. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I speak to Action SA about their proposed bills.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.